everybody. This is Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki Stanley. We are here down at our Indian Medicine Campground Pond. And we just wanted to come down to the pond today and just to bring the good news to you that it's great to be alive. Mm-hmm. I met a guy just the other day. I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Every day above ground is a good day." I met another person. I said, "How you doing today?" He said, "Well," he said, "looking at the top of the grass is a whole lot better than looking at the roots of the grass." But I want to say today that if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then it's a good day. And if you don't know Him, then it's time that you got to know Him. The good news is that mercy and grace is being dealt out to this whole creation of God's. We're in His grace period. We're at a time where judgment is coming soon. But right now, we all have a chance to make that choice that Jesus Christ will be our Savior, that we're willing to repent, that we're willing to turn from our wicked ways, and we're willing to follow Jesus Christ. Some people think, I just, that kind of life is just not for me. What do you mean it's not for you? It's a plan that Father God had for us to be able to have life and life more abundantly right here on this planet Earth. I'm not waiting till I die or the rapture to get a piece of heaven. Right here's a piece of heaven. Just looking around at this pond, there's nobody down here today. And Nikki and I just set up our equipment and we said we're just going to enjoy Jesus with all the peace and quiet, the blue skies, the green trees, all the beautiful clouds. I tell you, it's a wonderful day. I tell you another thing, there's some good fish in this pond. It's catch and release, though. So, you know, I want to thank God that when Jesus caught me, He'll never let me go. I am caught for eternity. So I'd like to go to the Lord in prayer, and I'd like to ask God to bless our time down here at this beautiful pond right here at Indian Meadows up in Lorona, West Virginia. Father, this is your time that Pastor Nikki and I have dedicated to you with good news Monday through Friday. And Lord, we're asking for your anointing to be upon us. God, we're asking for you to reach out and touch someone, touch everyone for Jesus Christ today. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful weather. We thank you, God, for this wonderful time that we can be together. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given Pastor Nikki a good message for us today. So right now, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for the lost. I pray for the hurting with this COVID. I pray, God, for the families that are broken. I pray, Lord, for religious spirits to be broken. I pray for the power of Jesus Christ to set us free from all of our religious traditions. God, right now, I pray in Jesus' name for your favor and for your anointing and for your power and for your glory to fall upon this place right down here where everything is peaceful and quiet. God, let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. Save that lost soul today, we pray. Feed the hungry, Lord. Oh, Lord, take us to a place where we'll be free, set free, and he whom the Son sets free will be free indeed. We worship you and praise you in Jesus' wonderful name. You know, you never know where you're going to see us next. And we decided we'd come down here to the pond. And we just pray that you'll be blessed today. And we pray that you'll open up your heart. And if you've got chains, if you've been bound, if you are in a box, if you are in your comfort zone, that God will set you free today, and that you'll know that we can have a good life here on earth, that God wants us to be a testimony of His freedom and His power and His glory. Amen. So right now, as we sing and play today, just join with us. There's a song that says, "Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him. I'll go with Him all the way." Praise you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I can hear my Savior
shall go with him through the judgment. Jesus is our attorney. He will go with us and say, Father, I died for Nikki. I died for Buck. And they're welcome into our kingdom because they believe and trust. They repented Amen. Of their sin, and they have accepted me as their Savior and their Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I'm so glad I'll have Jesus with me in the judgment.
Amen.
Amen.
While Pastor Nikki gets the word, I just want to thank God that Jesus turned my life around and showed me what life is all about.
Amen.
Now, throughout all these years, I've been many places, many different denominational churches. I've preached to few people. I've preached to a crowd of people. I've been in many nursing homes. And now that I'm 76 years young, I just thank Him that He's never, never failed me, never let me down. And today, as I'm at this beautiful setting up here in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and all the weather is so good in the 70s, I just thank Him for the life that He's given me. I didn't deserve it. You didn't deserve it. But I want to say this, if you make up your mind to follow Jesus Christ, you're going to be glad you did. Now, there's going to be many times when you're going to suffer for persecution for being a child of God.
Amen.
But every time that Pastor Nikki and I are really hurt by people we care about, I think about how Jesus, how He was hurt, how His own family rejected Him, how the people, His friends, rejected Him, and most of all, the religious people that rejected Him. That don't make me feel so bad. In fact, the Bible says that it's a pleasure to suffer for Him. Paul said, I take pleasure in the infirmities and the persecution, because that means we belong to Him. And so I want to encourage you with these words today before Pastor Nikki comes. Draw nigh to God. Seek Jesus with all of your heart.
Amen.
Be set free from religious traditions and be free and to enjoy the life that the Lord has given us and to be able to witness and help other people
Amen.
Come into the kingdom.
Yes.
Pastor Nikki, would you come and give us a word?
Oh, amen. That's what matters, is that everyone hears the gospel message and that they would be forgiven and saved eternally. Buck and I have been ministering in nursing homes for 26 years together, and that's always been our message, to show forth Jesus and Him crucified that we might be saved. We've even seen a man who was 104 give his life to Jesus. He said to us, I've never heard the gospel preached so clearly. And he said, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I believe, he said. Oh, what joy that was. Amen. Well, today, I'd like to share with you Psalm 37. Those of you that are strong, old Christians, I've been a Christian for 42 years. You probably have memorized some of this psalm, and it's probably helped you during times when you wondered why the wicked were doing so well and why you were struggling. But this is what the Psalm of David says, Psalm 37. I won't read the whole thing, but you might enjoy in your quiet time, opening the Bible to Psalm 37 and renewing what he has to say. He says, Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. To me, that says, don't get all in a dither an old-fashioned word that my grandmother probably used. Let's not get in a dither about the things that are happening, that are being done by those who are evil in the world. Don't be envious against the workers of iniquity. We see people that are abusing people in their business, they're overcharging, they're working things that are wicked and evil. But God says, don't be envious of them that they have their huge homes. Don't be envious of them. I see Buck is giving you a view of the mountains here in West Virginia. There's real peace up here. But you know, the real peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that if you're not at peace and you're fretting yourself about things, that you'll abide in the Lord Jesus. You'll look to Him for the peace that you need. And then David says, for they, the wicked, shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. We're all going to die, aren't we, beloved? I want to die with my heart pure before the Lord. I want to die knowing that Jesus saved me, that He's going to keep me, and that He's going to greet me at the gates of heaven. But those who are wicked, that are full of pride, that won't turn their hearts to God's plan for salvation, they're going to be cut down like the grass. We don't need to worry about what they're doing or what they have or don't have. David goes on to say, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the Lord, beloved. Trust Him completely. And you look around right now as Buck is showing you some of God's creation. How could you not believe and trust that there is a God? And then, as you get to know God, you realize that His plan for salvation is the way, the truth, and the life. His Son, the Lord Jesus, who came as a God come in the flesh to pay the price for the sin of the whole world. Do you recognize that you are a sinner or you have been a sinner in the past? Do you recognize that you've broken His sacred law, that you cannot enter the presence of a holy and righteous God apart from God's plan of salvation, His Son, receiving His Son's gift of paying the price for your sin? The first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Have you done that? In the past, I didn't do that. I was looking out for number one. I thought that's what I was supposed to do. But, beloved, God in His mercy showed me that I was on the wrong path, that He had a blessed, wonderful plan for my life to bring me into the family of God through His Son's sacrifice, that I could become righteous and holy in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I could be accepted in the beloved Lord Jesus. I could become part of the family of God, which was His intention in the very beginning. That's why He created all of us. Our Heavenly Father wants family. Beloved, are you in the family of God? Are you trusting in the Lord? Are you keeping your eyes on Jesus, not the things of the world? The things of the world are going to pass away. We don't need to be envious of what others have. If we have Jesus, we have everything we need.
Amen.
We long for love. That's in Jesus. We long for peace. That's in Jesus. We long for our needs to be met. That's in Jesus. He's the bread of life. He's the fountain of, He's living water. He's eternal life. He told us who He was. We can trust Him. And beloved, if there's anything bothering you today, if you're fretting over anything, give it to the Lord. He'll take care of it. And one day, if you are in Christ, if you are surrendered, If you are saying, where you go, I will follow Jesus. If you're saying that, you don't need to fear or worry about anything. Even if someone takes your life, where will you be? Eternally with the Lord Jesus and with the family of God. How wonderful, how wonderful. And I love verse 4. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. When we give our lives to Jesus, he changes our hearts, and then we want what he wants. His desires become our desires. We want to love him with all of our hearts. We want to love one another. We want to forgive those that hurt us. We are full of the Lord Jesus and delight in him, and we are given the delights of our hearts. You know, Jesus knows better than we know what we need in order to be happy.
Amen.
We need love. God is love. We need peace. God is peace.
Yes.
We need forgiveness of sin. That's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that we need is found in him. Don't fear being going through famine. He promises us that we won't. His children will not go through famine. Don't be afraid of what all this violence in this country is going through. Don't be afraid. Be ready to tell them about God's love. Be ready to do whatever the Spirit of God tells you to do.
Yes.
Be filled to overflowing with the Spirit. Amen. We don't need to fear anything. We can delight in the Lord. Spend time with the Lord Jesus. Have you told him today, I love you. I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I thank you for forgiving me of sin. I thank you for the gift of your Spirit in me. I thank you that I can follow hard after you.
Yes.
That you will lead and guide my footsteps. David says this next thing, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. David knew the Lord. David saw the Lord help him time after time after time. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness. You know, if people say you're crazy as a Christian, or you're not really a Christian, the way you're acting or the things you're doing, you know between you and God whether you're right with him.
Amen.
And God will bring your righteousness out in the light and thy judgment as the noonday. And I'll close with this last verse. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord, beloved. Delight in him. May this psalm just go through your spirit, refresh you, renew you, and bring you into a state of rest and peace in the Lord. And if you're not saved today, if you know that you're a sinner, that you've broken the laws of God, you've committed adultery, you've lied, you've cheated, you've stolen, you've coveted, you've wanted what others have, if you haven't honored your parents, if you, first of all, if you haven't loved God with all your heart, you've put yourself first, you've followed after your own way, if you know that, turn to the Lord Jesus and say, I repent. I am so sorry, Lord. I'm sorry you had to come and die on that cross and pay the price for my sin. But I'm so thankful that you did. Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me, and make me a new creation in you. Fill me with your Spirit to overflowing, that I might bring you praise and honor and glory with my life. Thank you, Jesus. And if you have said that prayer with me, you can start dancing before the Lord, worshiping him and thanking him for what he's done in your life. He loves you, and he's so glad you've come home. Isn't that right, Pastor Buck? Yes, yes. Oh,
praise the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you, Pastor Nikki, that word makes me
home.
Almost, if I had enough faith to go out here on this pond and walk across the other side and dance back. Wow, what a good word. What a good word. And today, in closing, I just want to say, Pastor Nikki has given you the invitation, lost lump. God is waiting for you right now. And I believe God is calling all of those that claim to be a Christian that we need to come together for the good of the gospel's sake and to win people to the Lord by our testimony of how we love and treat others. I tell you, I'm so thankful up here at Indian Meadows. This is our 14th year. And most everyone realizes that we established a community church 14 years ago. A church where everyone could come. And setting aside our denominational doctrine, but sticking with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I praise God for this mountain. I praise God for the friends, the true friends, the true brothers and sisters in the Lord that realize that God's people need to come together.
Yes.
For the gospel's sake.
Amen.
And you know, I want to say this, when you get to heaven, there'll be no signs up there over the doorway.
Nope.
It's going to be, welcome, child of God.
Amen.
And I think we need to practice that now.
Yes.
And come together. Let us come together. There's an old song we're going to close with today, and it's called, I'd Rather Have Jesus. What would you rather have? Would you rather have the chains of religion wrapped around you, or would you rather have the freedom that Jesus Christ brings to his people?
Yeah.
I say this to you today as we sing this beautiful song. It's called, I'd Rather Have Jesus Than Silver or Gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand.
Amen.
I say this to